And my dad is Elder Mock, for those of you who haven't met me before.
你们不知道的话, 我的父亲就是莫长老。
And I'm the English minister.
我是这里的英文传道。
And I've been with this church since the beginning.
我在这个教会从一开始我就在这里。
When I was in high school at Leland.
那时候我还在念高中。
That was almost 25 years ago.
那已经是25年以前的事了。And
it's a privilege and honor for me to be able to be here and share with you.
所以我是觉得这是一个特权，一个荣幸，让我能够在这里跟你们分享。
Since the biography on the website is out of date, let me give you the latest numbers. I've been married for 17 years.
我已经结婚17年了。
And I have 4 children.
我有4个孩子。
Ages 13, 11, 8, and 6.
他们的年龄是13, 11, 8和6。
Every month those numbers change.
每个月啊，这些数字都有改变。
My son is 11 today.
我的儿子啊。
So I have to constantly update the chart.
今天过11岁的生日，所以我经常要更新我的记忆。
I sprained my ankle playing basketball in December.
12月的时候我在打篮球的时候啊，扭伤了我的踝骨，猪踝骨。
It did not get better for 2 months.
那么2个月都没有进步。
So like most men, I finally went to the doctor.
所以呢，更像一般的男士，我最后终于去看医生。
And the X-ray showed that I have a bone fragment in my left ankle.
那么 X光照出来说，我的左踝骨里面啊有一块碎骨。
But it was not because of the December sprain.
可是呢，不是12月扭伤的时候的结果。
Based on the X-ray, it looks like it happened perhaps as long as 15 years ago.
根据那个X光的结果呢，说这个事情可能是在15年以前发生的。
And so the doctor recommended I go to physical therapy if I didn't want to have surgery.
所以医生就说，如果你不愿意做手术的话呢，你就去接受物理治疗。
And the therapist asked me to do a whole bunch of exercises to improve my balance, because she said I have a balance of a 70-year-old woman.
所以呢，物理治疗的人就给我一些那个运动，叫我自己做，他增进我的平衡，因为他说我的平衡啊，好像是一个70岁的人。
And as I did the exercises, I found that my balance improved, my movement improved, my strength improved, every part of my ability to move around improved.
所以当我做这些运动之后呢，我就发现啊，我的平衡有改变，我的这个动作呢也有改变，我的这个力气量啊也有改变，就是说我的身体每一部分啊都比较能够活动自如。And
my therapist explained to me that when I initially injured my ankle 15 years ago, what had likely happened and what happens in most people is that leg increasingly became weaker and weaker.
所以呢，为我做物理治疗的人就给我解释，就是说，因为我在15年以前受伤了，所以呢，我这个踝骨这个脚啊就越来越弱。And
my right leg became stronger and stronger because it was compensating for the weakness of this side, and so I would do everything with this leg.
所以呢，我的右腿呢就越来越强壮，因为我的左腿弱了，所以右腿呢就在那里补上。
But the consequence is that with each passing year, my ability to move and jump and get rebounds and do all the things that I want to do as an active person, all of those activities began to decline.
可是呢，因为这个缘故，所以每一年呢，我这个运动，我的可动性，我的跳跃，这一切我喜欢做的活动啊，都这个能力就慢慢的减少。
Until this injury exposed the weakness of my leg.
一直到我这次受伤才发现啊，我这个过去的受的伤影响了我的左腿。
But the amazing thing is that our bodies can adjust to an injury, and even though the mobility it keeps decreasing, we don't notice anything.
但是呢，很奇 妙的就是说我们的身体能够适应，所以呢，虽然我的这个可动左边的可动性差了，可是呢，我右腿补上以后就觉得好像没有差别。
And the same is true for the human heart.
所以呢，我们的心也是如此。
Today's passage is about unforgiveness.
所以今天的经文呢，是讲到不饶恕。
Unforgiveness is a type of injury to the heart.
所以不饶恕呢，就是心所受的创伤的一种。
And what happens with this type of injury is over time, your body, your heart will adjust to the injury.
所以这一种的创伤，心理的创伤呢，就是说过，随着时间的过去呢，就心就慢慢的就适应了，就调整了。
You may have bitterness and resentment to another person, but over time, you will become used to it.
你可能对一个人有苦毒、有怨恨，可是呢，日复一日你就适应了。
But the mobility of your heart will gradually decline.
可是你的心的这个可动性呢，就慢慢的减低。
And your capacity to love and be loved will slowly be diminished.
然后呢，你这个能爱和被爱的能量呢，也慢慢的减少。
Until some kind of crisis occurs, and you realize that ability has been totally taken away.
以至于呢，当一些事情发生的时候，你会突然发现到你已经没有这个能力了。
Now the unfortunate thing.About my body and your body is I will never be able to do what I did when I was 25 years old.
不幸的呢是我的身体，你们的身体呢，我都是一样，我们无法恢复到25岁的时候所能做的。
I'm never going to jump as high.
我不能像以前一样跳得那么高。
And many of you, it's going to be a similar situation because you're older than me.
你们呢也有同样的情况，因为你们比我年纪大。
But the beautiful thing about the human heart.
但是呢，我们的心啊的最美妙的地方。
About our souls is that we can fully restore the heart's function in a way that we've never before experienced.
这就是说，我们的心灵可以啊，可以复原到以前的样子，甚至比以前更好，你不能想象的光景。
It is possible for you to regain.Full mobility of your heart.
你们可以啊，能够得到恢复你们心的那个全部的可动性。
And this passage explains the consequences of when we lose that mobility, but it also explains how we can restore it.
这段经文呢，就讲到说，当我们失去了我们心的可动性的结果，也讲到我们怎么样能够恢复，能够复原。
So Rosa, can you read 21 through 25?
我为你们读啊，23到25节。I'm sorry.
21 if you can. Junior, can you put it up on the, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's on, you can just look at the,
Yeah, technical problem. Okay, 21, 21到23节。那时彼得近前来对耶稣说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我。我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？耶稣说：“我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到70个7次。”天国好 25 right？ 天国好像一个王要和他仆人算账，才算的时候，有人带了一个欠1000万银子的来，因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐他把他和他妻子儿女，并一切所有的都卖了。
So in any time we look at the Bible, we need to recognize context.
所以呢，每当我们读圣经的时候，我们需要看上文下理。
So context in this passage is what happened immediately beforehand.
所以呢，这里的上文呢，就是讲耶稣在那个时候刚刚讲过的事情。
And earlier in this passage, Jesus has just explained how does someone respond, how does a brother respond when someone sins against him?
所以在这个以前呢, 耶稣就在解释, 当一个弟兄, 得罪你的时候, 你要怎么样对待他?
So Jesus is giving a prescription for how do you confront a brother who's offended another person.
所以呢, 耶稣就告诉我们, 如果一个弟兄得罪了另外一个弟兄, 我们怎么样去面对这件事?
And what Jesus, and then, so the reason Peter is asking this question is what he wants to know, how much can my brother get away with against me?
所以彼得为什么问这个问题呢? 因为他就是, 想知道啊, 这个弟兄得罪我, 他能够, 混过去多久?
So this is an example of a question like I used to ask Tom, the founder of our church.
这是像我以前啊, 问过我们的, 周牧师, 他是我们教会的创办人。
I remember I asked him, when we tithe, when we give to our church, do we do it with pre-tax income or after-tax income?
所以呢, 我就问他, 我说, 当我们十一奉献的时候, 我们用的是, 付税以前的数字呢, 还是付税以后的?
And the reason that question was important to me is I want to know how much I'm supposed to pay.
那么这个问题为什么重要呢? 因为我想知道我应该给多少。
And so Peter's question here is, how much am I supposed to give to my brother?
所以彼得的问题呢, 就是说, 我应当, 饶恕我的弟兄几次。
Because if I have to give seven times, if I have to forgive him seven times, that is a lot. That's giving a lot.
如果我需要, 饶恕他七次, 这是很多很多了。
And Jesus' response is, not seven, not even 70, but 70 times seven, which is 490.
所以耶稣的回答说呢, 不是到七次, 也不是七十次, 乃是七十个七次, 就是490次。
And you might think, why would Jesus pick that number? Did he intend for Peter to keep track, to keep a list of how many times his brother sinned against him?
那么你们会问, 耶稣为什么选这个数字? 他是不是要彼得在那里记账一次记到490次?
The exact number is not important. The point of this passage, the point of Jesus' response is, you don't keep track.
所以呢, 数字不是重点, 耶稣的重点就是说, 你不要算计。
You're supposed to forgive an infinite amount of times.
所以呢, 你需要, 无止境的饶恕。
So how do we know that? How can I be sure of that?
那我们怎么能够确定呢?
Because Jesus tells a parable after that.
因为耶稣接下去就讲了一个比喻。
And in this parable, there's a king who wants to settle his accounts with his servants.
在这个比喻里有一个王要和他的仆人算账。
And one of the servants owes 10,000 talents.
那么有一个仆人欠了1,000,000银子。
I don't think we have any idea how much money that is.
我相信我们没有人啊, 知道这是多么多的钱。
So let me attempt to show you in US dollars today.
所以呢, 我让我啊, 来帮助你们看在今天的, 钱是多少钱?
So I used to work with Felix Chang, right? Some of you know Felix. He used to be a finance manager at IBM. And so I checked these numbers with him during the last service. And he said they look good. Okay? So hopefully you can bear with me.
我以前跟那个张胜亚合作过, 他是在IBM的, 所以呢, 我在上一堂, 我已经跟他对证了, 我说我算的是对的。
Okay, so one talent equals 6,000 denarii.
所以啊, 在英文圣经里是说, 这个仆人欠了, 一万, 他连得, 他连得呢, 是六, 六千个银元。
I think it was like a kind of a bronze or copper coin.
Yeah, 可能是, 是铜, 铜钱啊。
Okay, now each denarii is worth one day's wages for a worker. It's like a laborer in that time.
那么一个这个币啊,银币或者铜币,是那时候工人一天的工价。
Okay, in the English translation, it says 10,000 talents. So 10,000 times 6,000 gets you 60 million.
英文里是说六千塔，是说一万塔连德乘六千的话呢，给你的是六千万。
Now, if we were converting literally without reproducing the same standard of living, we could say, you know, one denarii equals one penny, okay? But that's not the case because one day's wages is one denarii, so we have to look at it equivalent. We have to adjust for the standard and cost of living today. We have to bring it forward. What's that called? Inflation. We want to adjust for inflation, okay?
但是啊，我们要为那个通货膨胀这个因素，我们要加进去。所以呢，我们就要把这个一天的工资从那个时候呢算到我们今天来。
Day, do you agree with my approach?
你们明白我的算法吗
？Okay. She nodded. Okay. So let's take an average worker's salary today, $45,000, which is the average U.S. salary, but I'm sure no one can live in Silicon Valley on that amount of money.
今天啊，在美国的平均工资年薪是45,000，可是我们都知道，在硅谷啊，靠这个薪水是不能过活的。
If you divide $45,000 by 250 working days, we get $180 per day. That's the one day's wages for the average person in the U.S.
所以呢，我们把四十五万除以250个工作天，每天呢，每个工作天呢的工资是180元。
If we multiply that by 60 million,
如果我们把那个呢再乘以六千万
we get $10.8 billion.
我们就得到108亿。
Okay. Now, even if we're off by a billion or two, okay, even if it's $1 billion, this is more money than any of you will ever see in your lifetime. I hate to say this, but none of you will be like Mark Zuckerberg. Sorry, Jeremiah. None of you will be like Mark Zuckerberg and make this amount of money.
Yeah. So, 呢，也许这个数字呢有上下，有点出入。但即使是十亿，也是很多钱。我相信诸位在座的都没有这么多钱。
And this is what it says in 25. It says, since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold.His wife to be sold and his children to be sold.
在二十五节说，因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐把他和他的妻子、他的儿女，并一切所有的都卖了还债。
Now, if you were to sell me, if you were to put me for ransom, I think I could get a pretty good amount of money.
如果啊，你把我卖掉啊，我相信你们可以得到不错的这个价格。
$1 million.That's how highly I think of myself. If you were to sell my wife, $5 million. If you were to sell my kids, depending on the day, $20. No, millions of dollars, right? Let's say $100 million for my kids.
$100 million, 1 billion.
Because they have a potential income stream, right? But even then, we still do not get anywhere close to $10 billion.
即使如此的话，我们也还是离那个一百亿很远，离得很远。
See, what this says is that this servant, it wasn't like he had $9 billion, $9,500,000,000. He was nowhere close to being able to pay back the debt. He had to sell his entire family and everything he had to pay it back. He was not close.
这里啊，这个仆人并不是说他欠一百亿，他已经有95亿。实际上呢，他离那个数字差得太远太远了。
See, Jesus' point, just like the 490 times, the precise number is not the issue. The fact that it is almost infinite is the issue. That's what Jesus is trying to say.
所以啊，耶稣用的数字就是说490次不是重点，重点是说这是一个无穷大的数字。
So in verse 26, can you read that, Rosa?
Yeah. 所以二十六节，那仆人就俯伏拜他说：“主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。”
This is the most fascinating verse in this passage because I have read this passage so many times.
这是啊，这段经文里面最有趣的一节，我读了无数次。
And I never noticed 26.
但是呢，我从来没有看清楚二十六节。
It says, "I will pay you everything."
他说将来我都要还清。
This man thinks he can pay the equivalent of $10 billion back to the master, back to the king.
这个人啊，他以为他可以还清这个一百亿。
Can you believe that?
你们相信吗？
He's going to sell. He has to sell his whole family.
他需要卖他自己一全家人。
And yet he thinks he can pay back everything.
他还以为说他能够偿还所有的吗？
He couldn't even pay the interest on that.
他连付那个利息都付不出。
Here's the other thing I think about when I read this passage.
当我读这段经文的时候呢，这是我的另一个思想。
There is no decent Chinese person who would ever owe this amount of money.
没有一个正常的中国人啊，会欠这么大的债。
Because in Chinese culture, like most Eastern cultures, debt is bad.
所以啊，中国的文化跟一些所有其他东方文化都认为负债是不好的事。
It is blessed to give.
施是有福的。
It is a curse to receive.
受呢是可咒诅的。
And it's a double curse to borrow.
然后呢是双倍的咒诅。
And how do I know this?
我为什么知道呢？
My friend's parents, when she got married, they had her list out all the cash gifts she received from her parents' friends.
所以当我的朋友结婚的时候，她的父母亲呢，要叫她把这个她收到的礼金记下来。这些礼金呢，是从这个父母亲的朋友那边来的。
So these were like college classmates and high school classmates and preschool classmates. I don't know, all kinds of classmates from Taiwan and stuff like that.
那 这些就是好像你大学同学、中学同学、小学同学从什么国内啊，从台湾来的。
And the purpose was, when her friend's parents' children got married, they would have to give a greater amount than what was given to them.
那么这个目的就是说，当他们的朋友的孩子结婚的时候，这个父母亲呢给的呢要超过他们的朋友给的。
And then, when my friend's younger sister got married, all of the friend's parents, all of the, my friend's parents' friends had to give an even bigger amount, and it's like a giving race, right? Every time it goes up.
So, when my friend's sister got married, all of the friend's parents' friends had to give an even bigger amount, and it's like a giving race, right? Every time it goes up. So, when my friend's sister got married
The reason it's a curse to receive is because you have to give more.
为什么受呢是一个咒诅？因为啊，你需要给的更多。
And you know it's interesting because I can see another situation.
然后我就看到另外一个情况。
This time involving my parents, and they gave a friend of theirs a much needed gift. It was an expensive gift, but it was much needed.
那我的父母亲呢，送给他们的朋友一个蛮贵重的礼物呢，可是是这个人所需要的礼物。
And I was a witness of this exchange to the sister.
那我就当时呢就在场就看到这件事。
Many years ago.
是很多年以前。
And I remember this sister, she responded, "I cannot take this present."
那这个姐妹的答复是说，我不能够接受这个礼物。
I mean, she needed it. She needed the gift.
那她需要这个礼物。
But she couldn't take it.
但是她不能接受。
And she wanted to do all these things for my parents to let her know that she wanted to somehow, you know, pay it back in some way.
那么她就要让我的父母亲知道，她啊，她要用别的方式来偿还。
And I thought to myself, I would do the exact same thing as this woman.
那我就想到说，我啊会做的事也跟这个人是一样的。
I would not want to take such a nice gift.
我不愿意接受这么好的一个礼物。
Because it would mean I am indebted to that person.
这因为啊，这表示说呢，我就欠了那个人的债。
And I have to try to pay them back.
然后呢，我就必须要偿还。
And I would feel that pressure, that obligation.
然后呢，我就会感受到压力，感受到这个责任。
And I have too much pride.
那我是非有很多的骄傲。
So perhaps what the servant was thinking in wanting to pay back everything is he has too much pride.
也许呢，这个仆人为什么说他要还清所有的债务呢？是因为啊，他非常骄傲。
But this is what happens in verse 27.
那所以呢，这就是二十七节啊所讲的。
It says, out of pity, the master of the servant forgave, released him, and forgave him the debt.
二十七节，那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
The king gave this servant a gift.
这个王给这个仆人一个礼物。
That gift was worth $10 billion.
这个礼物呢，值108亿。
And then let's look at what happens next.
然后我们继续看下去。
Can you read 28 through 35?
我为你们读28到35节。二十八节，那仆人出来，遇见他的一个同伴，欠他10两银子，便揪着他，卡住他的喉咙，说：“你把所欠的还我。”他的同伴就俯伏央求他说：“宽容我吧，将来我必还清。”他不肯进去，把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事都告诉了主人。于是主人叫了他来，对他说：“你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的债都免了。你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？”主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
So we need to do our math again, right?
所以呢，我们要再来做我们的数学。
How much is 100 denarii in based on the calculation I did earlier?
所以啊，这个十两银子啊，用我刚才的这个算法是值多少钱？
Yeah, 18,000. It's about 18,000. So it's 100 denarii times 180, right? 100 days wages times $180. It's 18,000. Is that right?I think so. I think it's about 18,000. It's the point here, it's nowhere close to $10.8 billion.
所以啊，这个仆人所欠的呢，是大约是18,000元。所以呢，离那个108亿是差得太远了。
And this servant has a very strange response.To his fellow servant who only owes $18,000, he refuses to show pity on him. He wants his fellow servant to pay it back.
这个仆人啊，对欠他债的那个仆人，他的反应是这样子，他对他没有怜悯，他要这个仆人还清所有的债。
And whenever I read this, I'm always amazed because how could this servant,be so stupid.
我每次读的时候啊，就觉得非常的惊讶，这个仆人怎么这么笨呢？
On the one hand, he was just forgiven $10.8 billion.
他刚刚被免了108亿的债。
And yet he cannot forgive a tiny amount.
可是呢，别人欠他小小的数字，他不能够赦免。
But this is what I'm thinking.
这就是我所想的。
It's not because of stupidity.
不是因为他愚蠢。
I think it's because of pride.
是因为他骄傲。
It all goes back to verse 26.
所以这又回到26节。
The servant did not believe that his debt was canceled.
因为啊，这个仆人不相信他的债已经全部被免了。
He did not.Truly believe that $10.8 billion in debt could be erased.
他不相信108亿的债能够完全被涂抹掉。
He was still trying to pay it back.
他还是在还债。
And how do I know that?
我怎么知道呢?
Because he expects his fellow servant to also pay it back.
因为他要他的同伴也还债给他。
See, today in your relationships,
今天在你的人际关系,
whether it's with your husband or wife,
不论是你的丈夫或者你的妻子,
or your children or your family or your coworkers,
或者是你的孩子、你的家人、你的同事,
you may still be expecting them to pay you back.
你可能还在期待他们还债。
Because you believe you still owe God something.
因为你认为你还欠神的债。
See, it is shameful in Chinese culture to owe a debt of money.
因为在中国文化里，欠债是可耻的，可羞耻的。
But it is not shameful to owe a debt of love.
但是呢，欠爱的债不是可羞耻的。
And there is one debt that all of us are trying to repay that we know we can never pay back.
因为我们知道有一个债，我们虽然想要还清，但是我们也知道我们是永远还不清的。
And that's our parents.
那就是啊，我们的父母亲。
Our parents sacrifice so much for us.
我们的父母亲为我们做了很大的牺牲。
I know Ward just got back from his, is it father-in-law? His passing.
我知道黄长老啊，刚刚回去为他的丈人奔丧。
If any of your parents get sick or is ill, even if they're in another country, none of you would hesitate to go back.
如果啊，你们的父母亲有人生病，即使在另外一个国家，你们也会毫不犹豫的马上赶去。
Because you know you owe them a debt of sacrifice and love that you cannot repay.
因为你知道你们欠了他们那个牺牲和爱的债，是你永远无法还清的。
I know even my mom for many years struggled with guilt in relationship to her mom.
我知道我自己的母亲很多年来就挣扎，因为她有一个罪疚感，是对她自己的母亲的罪疚欠的。
Even after my grandmother passed away, my mom still felt so much guilt that she could have done more.
甚至在我的外祖母去世以后，我的母亲还一直有罪疚感，认为她可以做得更多。
And I know my mom is not alone in how she feels.
我知道我母亲在这件事上，不是有很多同路人的。
I have felt the same kind of guilt towards my parents.
那我对我的父母亲也有同样的罪疚感。
I have been over the years very disrespectful and ungrateful to them.
那么这些年来我对他们不够尊敬，不够感激。
I know I owe them a debt I cannot repay.
我知道我欠了他们一个无法偿还的债。
But here's the thing.
但是呢，事情是这样。
You have a heavenly father.
你有一位天父。
Your heavenly father is not Chinese.
你的天父不是中国人。
He does not live according to Chinese culture.
所以呢，他不是按照中国的文化形式。
He does not expect you to try to repay him.
他也不期望你尝试着偿还他。
He does not expect you to live as if you need to be worthy of his sacrifice.
他也不期待你啊，要过得像是配得他所给你的。
He does not expect you to try to pay him back.
他也不期待你啊，试着要偿还他。
But today, if you are struggling with forgiving other people,
可是呢，今天如果你在饶恕人的这件事上有挣扎的话，
perhaps it's because you are still trying to pay God back.
也许呢，你还是在尝试着要偿还神。
See, the consequences of unforgiveness in this passage is prison.
所以在这段经文里，这个不饶恕人的结果呢，是下到监里。
And that prison has to mean jail. I mean, has to mean hell in this passage.
在这段经文里呢，这个监牢啊，是指的是地狱。
But how many of us experience prison on earth?
但是呢，我们当中有多少人在这个地上的时候，我们在经历地狱？
Where the mobility of our heart has been limited because we do not believe God has canceled the debt.
我们的心啊受到很大的辖制，因为我们不相信神赦免了我们的债。
And because we believe we are still accountable to a debt that we cannot pay, we hold other people accountable to their much smaller debts.
因为啊，我们认为啊，我们的孩子。欠的付的这个债啊，所以呢，我们也要别人偿还他们所欠的。
About 15 years ago, I went on a missions trip to Nepal.
在15年以前，我参加尼泊尔短宣。
And I have been praying for this country as they go through this earthquake turmoil.
所以现在呢，当这个国家经历一个大地震，我也为他们祷告。
Judy and I went on this trip with a good friend of ours.
那么这个短宣Judy 和我呢和他的一位好朋友我们一起去。
This friend was a bridesmaid in our wedding, and she was the only person who knew when we were in college that we were both attracted to each other.
那么这个朋友是我们婚礼上的这个女宾香，她在我们在大学里呢，她是唯一知道啊，我和我的。妻子啊，我们当中，彼此有那个吸引力。
But during this trip, I lost my patience with her, and we had an argument, a bad argument.
那么在这次的旅途当中呢，我们有一，我对她很没有耐心，以至于我们有个很大的争执。
And she did not forgive me.
那她不能饶恕我。
And because she could not forgive me, I could not forgive her. I was so angry.
那因为她不饶恕我，我非常生气，也不能饶恕她。
And what made it especially painful is 2 years, maybe a year later, she married my brother's best friend.
那么呢，更难过的就是说，大概一年以后，她就跟我的弟弟的最好的朋友结婚。
So for 10 years, I had this bitterness and resentment towards her.
所以呢，有十年之久，我就对她有怨恨，有苦毒。
Some of you have bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness, and it goes much longer than 10 years.
在你们当中，你们可能有怨恨，有苦毒，有这个不能饶恕的事，是远超过十年的。
It may go longer than I've been alive.
可能比我啊活着的年日还要长。
And that resentment and bitterness, it has caused your heart to shrink, where the capacity of your heart to love and be loved is now reduced.
那因为这些苦毒、这些怨恨，就使你的心啊，就慢慢的缩小，以至于你能够爱和被爱的那个容量就缩小了。
And year after year, that capacity lessens, but you don't notice because you get used to it.
那么年复一年，这个容量是越来越小。可是呢，你不察觉，因为你已经很习惯了。
But you're living in a prison.
但是呢，你是活在一个监牢里。
A friend of mine in this church shared with me recently.
那么在这个教会里，有个朋友有一次最近跟我分享一件事。
She serves quite a lot.
那么她服侍的很多。
But she said to me, "You know what? When my relationship with this church is like my relationship with my parents."
他说我和这个教会的关系就像我和我父母亲的关系一样。
With my parents, I feel like I can never do enough. And with this church, I feel the same way.
那么跟我父母，在我父母亲那一方面呢，我总觉得我永远做不够，在教会里也是如此。
With my parents, I'm critical of them. With this church, I feel the same way.
那么在我跟我的父母亲的关系里呢，我对他们是有批评，那么我对教会也是如此。
And I feel like if I abandoned this church, it would be like abandoning my parents.
我觉得如果我放弃这个教会，就好像我放弃我的父母亲一样。
She's living in a prison.
她就活在一个监牢里。
And some of you have heard, I mean, you sing the songs, praise him, praise him, wonderful works he has done.
那你们唱这首是赞美赞美啊，因他所做的奇妙的事。
But the works don't feel wonderful to you.
但是呢，这些字你们并不觉得啊，是值得赞美的。
And perhaps it's because you're still trying to pay God back.
也许呢，是因为你们还在那里想还债给神。
Even though you know it's an infinite debt to pay, you see God the Father as if he's like your own parents, and you need to do your best to pay everything back.
虽然你们知道你们所付的债是天文数字的无穷大的，可是呢，你们对父神呢，就好像是对你们的父母亲一样，还在那里想要还债。
In March, I know there was a leadership training that the elders did on two Saturdays.
在三月里的时候呢，我们这里有一些训练啊，我们的长老给的训练。
And if I'm not mistaken, one of the topics was who God is as our Father.
那么，如果我记得对的话，有一个题目就是说父神是怎么样的父。
And the idea there is that God the Father is not like our earthly parents.
那么这里的主要的就是说天父不是像我们世上的父母亲。
And God the Father is not like our earthly culture.
那么我们的天父呢也不是像我们世上的文化。
He does not expect us to pay him back.
他不期望我们还他的债。
He does not expect us to even try.
他也不希望我们尝试着去做。
His desire is to fully understand the mercy that we have been shown.
他所希望的就是我们能够完全的体会他对我们的怜恤。
Today we're going to participate in communion.
今天呢，我们要领圣餐。
And one of the symbols of communion is this cup.
那么。圣餐的一个记号啊，就是这个杯。
And what I hope, my greatest desire.
那么我最大的愿望。
Is that when you see this?
就是当你们看到这个杯的时候。
This cup representing the shed blood of Jesus on the cross.
这个杯所代表的是耶稣基督在十字架上所流的血。
That this would not just be a cultural ritual that you participate in.
这个啊，不是一个文化当中的一个礼仪。
But that you would believe that because of his blood, your debt has been fully paid.
你们要相信，因着他所流的血，你们的罪已经完全的被偿还了。
It has been canceled.
已经被取消了。
It has been forgiven.
已经被赦免了。
It is a gift to you.
是给你们的一个礼物。
Would you let go of your pride and receive it?
你们能不能够放掉你们的骄傲来接受这个礼物？
Would you be set free from the prison of unforgiveness so that your heart could have its full mobility restored?
你们能不能从你们心里的监牢里被释放出来，以至于你们的心能够完全的能够领受。
You know, going back to my friend.
现在呢，回到我的朋友。
It's been 15 years.
这已经是过了13年。
And a couple years ago, I wrote two letters.
那么两年以前，我写了两封信。
One letter was very short. It was an apology for being angry, and I sent it to her.
那么其中一封信很短，我就向她道歉，然后我就寄给她了。
That letter was easy.
那封信呢是容易写的。
The more difficult letter was the one that I never sent.
那么难写的是那封我没有寄出的信。
And I wrote a letter about how much I valued our friendship.
我写在信里写我是多么的重视我们的友谊。
I talked about the good memories that we had together.
那么我就提到我们在一起啊以前的那个记忆当中的欢乐的时光。
It was a goodbye letter.
但是呢，也是一封告别的信。
But it wasn't. I mean, part of it was saying goodbye to our friendship.
一方面呢，是对我们的友谊的一个告别。
But the bigger part of it, I was saying goodbye to the debt that she owed me.
但是另外一方面呢，我是对把那个。对他欠我的债告别。
Because I no longer owe any debt to the Father.
因为啊，我不再欠天父任何的债。
I can forgive her.
所以呢，我可以赦免她。
If you cannot forgive today,
如果你今天不能够饶恕的话，
perhaps you do not fully realize how much the debt you have been forgiven.
也许呢，你不能够真正的明白你所受到的那个赦免宽容是多么的大。
There is too much pride. There is too much culture.
因为啊，你很骄傲，也有这里也有一些文化的因素。
And it keeps you from realizing that your debt has been canceled.
使你啊不能够明白你的罪，你所欠的债啊已经完全的被赦免了。
You no longer need to pay God back.
你不需要向神还债。
You do not make yourself worthy of the sacrifice.
你不能够使你自己配得他所做的牺牲。
His sacrifice makes you worthy.
他的牺牲使你变成一个配得的人。
A couple weeks ago, you had another leadership training.
所以在两个星期以前呢，我们又有另外的一个训练。
And there the elders talked about being a new creation.
在这个训练当中，我们的长老讲到新造的人。
You have the capacity to fully realize the Father's love.
你啊，有这个能力能够完全的明白父神的爱。
And my prayer is that you would believe that today.
我的祷告就是说，今天你愿意相信这一点。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。